The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. A parishioner of ours works for SMUD, and they're having a panel, a religious panel, where different speakers come in once a week over the course of several months, and I'm going there this afternoon to speak to people of all different religions, or even agnostics or atheists. And so last night I was praying in our adoration chapel and just thinking, gosh, what am I going to say? I don't know these people. I've never done anything like this. And it came to me very strongly that I'm supposed to begin with the central truth, the most profound thing we could ever say about God, and that is that God is love. And that everything we believe as Catholics flows from that truth, or is directly related to that truth. Our Lord says today, love your enemies. Why should we love our enemies? Because God loves them. If we ever want to know the value that a person has, we just look at the crucifix. God loved that person so profoundly that He shed His blood for him or for her. St. John Chrysostom, about today's gospel, he says something interesting. He says, our Lord does not say, do not hate your enemies. He says, love your enemies. But He doesn't just stop at saying, love your enemies, because people say, oh yeah, I love them, yeah, no problem. If you love them, do good to them. Then you will know that your love is real. I close with this, which some of you have heard. When I was in the seminary, one day the rector of the seminary gets a phone call. There's a man dying at the AIDS hospice of the Missionaries of Charity in Rome. It was the roughest house that they had there. They had five. And so the priest goes there and the sister says, Father, this man wants to receive the sacraments. He wants to be baptized. He grew up with no religion. And the priest said, oh gosh, yeah, I'd be happy to, of course. She says, Father, I have to warn you before you go into his room, though. He is the meanest, most vile, difficult resident we've ever had. I don't know what you're going to encounter when you go in there. The priest goes in the room, he takes the chair, he goes right next to the man's bed, and he says, can I ask you, why do you want to be baptized? And tears started streaming down this man's cheek. And he says, Father, In my entire life, I had never experienced love until I came here. No one had ever loved me until I met these sisters. My parents abandoned me when I was 7 years old, and I've lived on the street since then. I came here and I hated these sisters for it. I wanted them to reject and despise me like everyone else had. I've kicked them, I've spit on them, I swear at them, I've tried to bite them, and they come in here every day and they gently tend my wounds. And they feed me so lovingly, and they've never said a harsh word. If this is what happens when a person follows Christ, then I want to be his follower also. He baptized him, that man died 2 days later. Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you.